From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. In a moment, he's back, Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Let's set another record. Hit that website with your smartphone or your desktop, criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to write this number down to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. After that great testimony we just heard, we probably don't even have to introduce Doc Wallach, but I will. Doc, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, George. You and your team are the greatest as usual, and we're so very proud of you and your team, and I can't tell you how much of an honor it is to be working with you.
We're going to take calls with Doc Wallach in about 15 minutes and all of next hour here to give you some tips. Doc, people have been emailing me all day with questions for you, so let's go straight to it. Please ask Doc Wallach about hepatitis C. What kind of supplements can battle that? This is Denise from Las Vegas.
Okay, well, hepatitis C is a viral infection, okay? Hepatitis is a viral infection. So you need to do two things. Number one, get rid of the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, butter, and oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go because the carbonation neutralizes stomach acid, so you cannot digest food or absorb minerals. And then per 100 pounds of body weight, you need to take our big hammer just to help your immune system kill the virus. Okay, I like our Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. It has 215 different nutrients in it, Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. One per 100 pounds of body weight. If you weigh like 90 pounds to 120 pounds, you take one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per month. Take a half a dose of everything twice a day. And then I would also, to also support the immune system, you want to make sure you're going to take the, you use our Rebound or a sports drink because you're giving up soft drinks and that kind of stuff. So use our sports drink. Okay, it has 100 nutrients in it, and it tastes good. It comes in powder, comes in pills. It does come in cans, but the cans are carbonated, so you do have to pop the tops on them the night before you're going to drink them, put them in the refrigerator, let them off gas, and drink them flat in the morning. And so that's kind of what I would do for her.
Now, here's an email in on something I've never even heard about. It's from Matthew. Secondary hyperparathyroidism.
Parathyroidism. Okay, well, parathyroid glands help your bones work and help your pancreas work and help your thyroid gland work and so forth. And so when it gets bigger like that, that means it's working too hard. There's something missing. So, again, none of the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, butter, and oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. And then one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And then I would throw in the what we call Ocean's Gold. Take three of those twice a day. It'll be one bottle a month per 100 pounds of body weight. If you weigh 120 pounds, I'd go for two bottles a month. Take three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time for the Ocean's Gold. That's going to help the thyroid gland and the parathyroid glands. And I would also, again, throw in the Rebound, our sports drink. And that's where I would go with that.
And he said they told him to take a water pill. What would that do?
Well, water pill, if he's got some edema, he's got some extra fluid hanging around in his legs or in his lungs or something like that, okay, he may need to lose some weight. He may be 20 pounds overweight or something like that, which is not unusual when you're nutritionally deficient. Your body tells you to eat more, look for that missing nutrient. And that's why people are obese, because they're nutritionally deficient, and their bodies are telling them to eat more, looking for that nutrient.
Now, here's an email in from Andrea, who simply wants to thank you. It says, George, please thank Doc Wallach for me. I was able to lower my fasting glucose to under 100 by adding the supplement Sweeties daily. This represents a drop of 20 of my glucose numbers, and it's been consistent now on my routine blood work. So she just wants to thank you.
Yeah, well, that Sweeties is an add-on, you know, to the 90 essential nutrients, and we two or three different forms of the 90 essential nutrients. But the Sweeties can get rid of type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is not due to age, not due to genetics. It's a very simple nutritional deficiency disease. We take people who have had type 2 diabetes for 25 years, and in 2 weeks it's gone by taking the 90 essential nutrients in the Sweeties. And type 1 diabetes is a birth defect. Mama's missing stuff when the pancreas is forming, so it doesn't produce enough insulin.
Leon wants to know if you take garlic.
Oh, yeah, I like garlic. I like cinnamon. I eat a lot of various herbs and things like that because they do stimulate digestion, stimulate circulation. And so your garlic is very good. And also it has kind of an effect of fending off mosquitoes and ticks and fleas and stuff like that.
Tom tells me that Pharmacist Ben Fuchs is going to be out of town in 3 weeks, but that you're going to do double duty for us and come back.
Well, I'd be honored to be able to help you out that way. You know, you're one of the greatest communicators on earth, and so to be able to work with you is a real honor. Thank you so much.
Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to take calls at the half here and all of next hour. There's nothing more important, Doc, than giving people a healthy life. If you can't be healthy, you can't take care of the people you care about.
That's correct. You can't maintain your house, your job. You can't take care of your kids and your family, as you say, the people you love. And so we really like to work with families. We like to work with communications. We work with churches. We work with so many people in various organizations. And we do have one little alert, that if I can take a minute or two, just a very short period of time here.
Sure.
Okay. There's a new thing going around here. Parkinson's disease has gone up 50%. We're seeing 90,000 new cases of Parkinson's disease each year now.
Oh, my God.
This just came out. 90,000 new cases of Parkinson's disease each year on top of the basic numbers we've already had. Okay? And so that's very, very scary. But we know what causes it. That's the beauty of this thing. We know what causes it. And so the results show that the incidence of Parkinson's disease is up by 90%, okay, per year. In addition, the study looked at the geographical variation in diagnosis, higher Parkinson's disease in certain areas of the Midwest and South. That's because it's a nutritional deficiency disease, George. And these nutrients do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins in the soil like gold and silver. And some places have a lot of these nutrients, and so they have a very low rate of Parkinson's disease. And some of these places do not have any, just like you don't have coal mines and gold mines and silver mines in certain areas. And so this is where they have the highest rates of Parkinson's disease. And so if Parkinson's disease is, a demyelinating disease, the white matter of the brain and spinal cord go away. And we have a new product that we built just for that. It's called I-26. In addition to taking the 90 essential nutrients, charge, we have the chewables. Or I like the soft chewables or the French vanilla. Little kids like them. I take two or three of those, two, three times a day, and it makes your thyroid happy, okay? Makes your parathyroids happy. And it's one of those things where makes your brain happy. And Parkinson's disease goes away very quickly. Alzheimer's disease goes away very quickly.
Have you gotten this to Michael J. Fox? You should.
Yes. Okay, let's do it.
We got to figure out how to find him. I think we can. Tom.
Okay, let's do it. We'll be able to help him very quickly.
It's a deficiency, isn't it?
Yes, it's a deficiency disease. It's a myelin deficiency, the myelin, the white matter of the brain. And, of course, white matter of the brain deficiency, you get Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Huntington's chorea. It's just kind of dumb luck what part of the brain and spinal cord are showing more disease, okay, more deficiency. It's just kind of a random thing. And when you take, again, the 90 essential nutrients and you throw in the I-26, very quickly, within days, you get an improvement. Within weeks, you see serious improvement, and usually within 60 days, it's gone.
How about dementia, years. Alzheimer's? What about that?
Okay, Alzheimer's disease is very easy to get rid of. Okay, it's also a white matter disease. And this is due to, what should I say, bad advice by the medical trade. Medical doctors hate cholesterol. Oh, it causes blockage of your arteries. That's not true. Cholesterol doesn't do it. It's when you fry things, okay? But cholesterol makes up about 50% to 75% to 80% of your myelin, And it's just random chance what part of the myelin in your brain and spinal cord get the deficiency. And so that's the difference between is it location, location, location. You get Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Huntington's, chorea, frontotemporal dementia, Charcot-Marie-Tooth, Bell's palsy, cervical spondylosis, carpal tunnel syndrome, brain or spinal cord tumors, neuropathies, chronic inflammatory demyelinating neuropathy, anti-MAG peripheral neuropathies. All these things will go away in weeks by getting off the bad foods, George, and taking the 90 Essential Nutrients Plus. You got it.
I had heard that low cholesterol is worse than high cholesterol.
That is correct, because your myelin goes away. You cannot make your brain and spinal cord work and your 12 pairs of cranial nerves. And we actually have a book. It's called It's All in Your Head. Goes into each chapter deals with all the diseases you get when each cranial nerve gets impacted because of a lack of myelin. And so doctors missed it by a million miles. So we came up with a book. It's All in Your Head. If you don't have one, let me know. We'll send you one. And it'll blow your mind when you see the osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing those spinals, see the cranial nerve, 12 pairs of cranial nerves, and also the spinal cord. This is all repairable.
We lost one of my weekend hosts who was one of our originals, Ian Punnett. I don't know if you knew him, Doc, but he died of non-alcoholic liver disease,
mm-hmm.
and he was trying to get on the list to get a new liver.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, I wish he'd have contacted us. We'd have been able to save him.
Yeah, he told us a little too late what was going on, because that was the first thing I thought of was to get him in touch with you and to see what you might have been able to do for him.
Livers respond and heal very quickly, but you got to get rid of the bad stuff as well as give the liver everything at once. The liver does 50 different things for us, George. And so when you start getting liver problems, you are in trouble. But we can fix it within weeks.
Doc, we'll be back with calls next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, do you get recognized much?
Oh, on the street? Not really.
When they find out, though, who you are, what do they say to you?
Well, they usually say, you guys, just a minute. You know, I've got a grandson or granddaughter or a spouse or our pastor has these problems. And so I'm just honored to sit down and talk with them and help them go in the right direction.
Good for you. We're lining up for calls. Let's go to them right now. Let's go to John in Wisconsin to get us started. Hey, John, welcome.
Hello, George. Hello, Doc. Doc,
yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for who you are. I think I can speak for the entire Coast to Coast audience to say you're one of our favorite guests. Generally, we have to wait 6 weeks till you appear again. I understand you'll be back in 3 weeks. Praise the Lord. Doc, I have a question for you. When guests or George ask you questions, you always have a common sense, easy to follow, simple answer to follow it. And I want to explain a quick story that my sister and I are going through right now. My 94-year-old mother contracted COVID pneumonia 3 weeks ago. She had been in assisted living.
Oh, no.
She's been in the hospital since. The pneumonia is getting worse. Her lungs are failing. But my question is, Doc, my mother's hearing is good. Her brain is sharp. She knows what's going on, and she's not in pain. My sister, who's handling my mother's affairs, and she's a lot smarter than I am, is frustrated because the medical staff, God bless them for all they do, but they're trained to induce morphine and kind of get a quick exit plan for my mother. And my sister and I feel if we could get another week or two with my mother, it would be such a blessing. We both realize she's not going to get out of the hospital. But my question, Doc, is without getting long-winded, are you finding a change in culture in the medical staff that is so different from 30 years ago, where now the medical staff, the hospitals are under pressure to meet budgets, make costs, and when you have a Medicare patient that probably does not pay the entire amount they're looking for, that they're coming up with a quick exit plan that my sister and I are frustrated by? And again, I don't want to take anything away from all the great things that the medical team does in the world. I just wish people would use more common sense like you do, Doc, explaining things in a more peaceful harmony way. Doc, thank you for all you do, and George, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, John.
Yes, that's a very good question, because the medical people do have a problem, okay? The first thing you want to do is relieve symptoms, make the patient happy. If they can relieve the symptoms in hours or days, the patient's happy. And suddenly, you know, or they're still going to die in 3 weeks or something like that. But they're happy because they got rid of the symptoms. And so the doctor's first goal is to get rid of symptoms, regardless of what else is going on, get rid of the symptoms. And then they say, okay, let's see what we got here. Oh, you have a genetic disease. Once they say that, that translates to, I have no earthly idea what you have, and so we're just going to treat the symptoms. Okay? And so it's one of those things where when you look at it, let me just give you a couple of financial facts here. Just treating arthritis, okay, in America, medical profession just treats the symptoms, not to prevent it or cure it, just to treat the symptoms annually in America, we spend $626.8 billion just to treat the symptoms of arthritis.
Jeez.
Then to treat osteoporosis, not to prevent it or cure it, but just to treat the symptoms, we spend, along with the UK, okay, and Canada, these three communities together, spend $6.5 trillion just to treat the symptoms of osteoporosis, not to prevent or cure it, because their goal is to make the patient happy within hours. Okay, that's their goal. That way they'll stick on the program. And so that's why we came up with a book, It's All in Your Head. Each chapter represents all the functions of each of the 12 cranial nerves. We have a CD that goes along with it for the spinal cord. There's about 30-something different diseases you can get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. And it's really, really crazy, okay? And the first thing that doctors want to do, oh, we're going to give you a hip replacement. Well, it could be osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, okay? And you just fix that osteoporosis of the skull, and in 3 weeks' time, you can save your leg and all that kind of stuff. And so that's why we came out with the book, because doctors do not get taught anything about nutrition. They just say, eat well, you get everything you need. That is absolutely a lie.
Doc, have you met a doc who gets it?
We probably have a half a dozen in our team of literally thousands of people who work with Youngevity, and they actually learn how to help people not only get rid of their symptoms, but actually rebuild the tissues and rebuild the organs and rebuild the function. And so we're growing in that manner. The team is just growing like crazy. And so it's timely because of all the bad things that are happening in the medical system, the fact that we're getting better and better and a much broader scope of harmony, and we're saving people an enormous amount of money. We're making them healthier and live longer and feel better.
Let's go to first-time caller Willie in Georgia. Welcome to the show. Hi, Willie.
How you doing? How y'all doing? Good to hear from you.
You too. How are you?
Okay,
well,
sir.
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I promise you, you know, like, I just been having a problem with my kidneys and my liver, and I wonder what can the doc tell me what I could do about this?
Kidneys and liver issues, Doc.
Okay, kidneys and liver. Okay. Liver does 50 different things. The kidney does about 20 different things. Okay? And so how much do you weigh, Willie?
About 158 pounds, I guess.
158,
Doc. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Do you have any other issues, any high blood pressure, diabetes?
Yes, sir. That's what they told the doctor. Told me I'm a diabetic.
Okay, diabetes. And do you have any high blood pressure or arthritis?
No, I don't have that. But lately, I know my eyes been getting kind of blurry, you know, it's kind of cloudy and stuff like that.
Okay, I'm going to go back here because when you have kidney issues, usually you get high blood pressure and that kind of stuff when you have issues. Are you on any high blood pressure medication?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you do have some high blood pressure. Okay.
You're calling this one, Doc.
Okay. You have to remember, I've done over 30,000 autopsies, George, and I can tell what's going on by, you know, what people are telling me. Okay, so here we go. We need to get rid of all the bad stuff. Willie, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no butter, no oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. At 158 pounds, I want you to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. Then because you have kidney issues, okay, I want you to take 2 bottles of our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets per month, take 3 times a day, and that's going to get good blood flow through all your arteries in your brain and your heart and your kidneys. It will help you with dropping your blood pressure a little bit, okay? It will also help you with blood flow. It's really, and really make the kidneys work better for you, okay? And then the liver, we want you to get, an extra couple of bottles of extra of the our trace minerals. And so I want you to go ahead and take a half a teacup of our liquid trace minerals three times a day. You can drink them orally or just rub them on your belly, whichever you want to do. Okay. And then, let's see here. We got that. Diabetes. I want you to get our Sweeties. Go ahead and get 2 bottles a month of the Sweeties. Take 3 of those twice a day. And then as your blood sugar begins to drop, you can slowly reduce your medication based on the numbers. And usually, I don't care if you've had type 2 diabetes for 25 years, been on medication for 20 years, usually within 2 to 6 weeks, you're off your medication. You're not a diabetic anymore. It's not genetic. It's not due to old age. It's due to a nutritional deficiency. Type 2 diabetes makes up 98% of the diabetic population. Easy to prevent, easy to reverse because it's a nutritional deficiency. So let's see here. I think we've covered everything here.
And let me give Willie the toll-free number, Doc.
Okay.
In case you missed anything that the doc just said, Willie, call this number, 1-855-949-7234. What a great staff you have behind you, Doc.
Oh, we're so proud of them. They just work so hard for people.
Tom, you've got a text and tweet for Doc. What do you got for us?
Hey, Doc, Carrie in Lake Tahoe, California wants to know if there's anything she can take to get rid of skin tags.
Okay, you say Carrie?
Carrie C.
Carrie for skin tags.
Scary. Skin tags, okay. All right. Again.
What are they? They like little growths?
They're like warts on a stem. Okay, and did she give us her age or weight or anything like that?
None of that.
Okay, so let's go per 100 pounds of body weight. Get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, barley, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. And then per 100 pounds of body weight, we want her to have one healthy brain and heart pack. If she only weighs 110 pounds, she can take one healthy brain and heart pack per month, take a half of those twice a day. If she weighs 150, I'd have her get 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, take a full dose twice a day. And then I want her to have our hair, skin, and nails. Have her take 3 of those 3 times a day. There'll be 3 bottles a month or small little bottles, hair, skin, and nails. And we also want her the healthy brain and heart packs will give you 215 nutrients. That's going to cover a lot of territory. But the hair, skin, and nails will help with those skin tags. And again,
how about getting them frozen off, Doc?
Well, you can surgically go to the pharmacy and get some spray stuff. Also, you can spray them with our colloidal silver, because a lot of times these skin issues are due to viruses and things. So you can go ahead and spray them with our colloidal silver 2-3 times a day, and it'll kill any bugs on the skin. Okay, and then the hair, skin, and nails, 2 or 3 of those, 2 or 3 times a day.
Okay. Can skin tags left unchecked turn into, like, melanomas?
What should I say? That's what doctors will say. I don't know. I'd have to look up the statistics to see if they do turn into melanomas.
Okay.
You may get both of them, but it wasn't a skin tag that turned into the melanoma.
Let's go to Brian in Indiana. Welcome to the show. East of the Rockies. Hi, Bri.
Hey, George. Good morning. Hey, Doc. Good morning.
Yes,
how
sir.
Are you?
Okay. How can I help you, sir?
Yes, sir. I've had tinnitus for about a year, and I know you've talked about it in the past, and I just want you to kind of walk me through again what I might need and everything, and I might have a follow-up question, too, George, after we get done with this.
Okay, Brian. Time permitting, sure thing.
Okay.
All righty.
When you have tinnitus ringing in the ears, you have osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the cranial nerves. Okay? And so you need to get a hold of the book. It's all in your head if you don't have it. And it'll tell you everything you need to know about tinnitus and ringing in the ears. Okay? Do you have any other issues such as balance problems?
no balance problems. I take lisinopril for my high blood pressure, and you know my I have omeprazole for my heartburn. That's about it.
Okay, so I want you to get rid of all the bad foods: no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, barley, and oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Excuse me. I also want you to take. How much do you weigh, sir?
I weigh 200 pounds.
Okay, you need two healthy brain and heart packs a month. Take a full dose of everything twice a day. Then I want you also to take our Osteo FX. Take two or three doses a day of that. I also want you to take our Glucogel. Take three of those twice or three times a day. That's going to help you rebuild the skull. And we see this all the time. Doctors want to do ear operations and give you hearing aids and all this kind of stuff. But it's really, you have osteoporosis skull. On page number 6 of the book, it shows a normal skull, which is a quarter of an inch thick, compared with an osteoporosis skull, which is an inch and a half to 2 inches thick.
Wow, what a difference.
Yeah, squeezing those nerves as they're coming out of the tunnels. And there's about 50 different diseases you can get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. And doctors do not get any training in this, but they do treat the symptoms.
Let's get your other question in real fast, Brian. Go ahead.
Okay, Doc. Now I'm having a hard time getting rid of all the bad foods and stuff. Okay, I'm taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 for the last couple of months, and pharmacist Ben talked me into start taking selenium. So my question would be, am I still getting the benefits if I take all of these and I'm still having a hard time getting rid of all the bad foods? And I appreciate your time, George.
Thanks, Brian. Okay. Minute left, Doc. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, there's what you need to do is make sure that you're taking the 90 essential nutrients that bring a healthy brain and heart pack for your body weight. And then you need specifically the secret sauce for osteoporosis of the skull, which is the OsteoFX and the Glucogel, okay? And you have high blood pressure. You want the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three of those three times a day. It's your body weight. And the high blood pressure will go away. The tinnitus ringing in the ears will go away. Sometimes it goes away in just a couple of weeks. But I always say, give me 90 days. Give me 90 days because it never fails. I deal with thousands of people with this every month all over the world, over 100 countries. And so it's one of those things where we have so much experience, we know it works.
We're going to come back after the top of the hour with Dr. Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com and take a final hour of phone calls. Those of you on hold, just hang there. We will get to you when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM.